This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And, well, let's start with this one, because this is a really good one. I've been looking at this very carefully. So there are agents within the IRS that carry guns. Yes, sir?
Yes. Always have been, or for a long time anyway.
Yeah.
The revenuers.
So we just had this Inflation Reduction Act. They got $80 billion in the IRS for 87,000 new hires. Now, what do you think? And supposedly some of these guys are going to be armed. So what is your thought process on this currently?
Well, the good news is we've all been assured by the Biden administration that these new IRS agents
sure.
are only going to be going after the rich.
Yeah.
They're only going to be auditing people who make, I think it's over $400,000, something like that. I can't remember exactly. I think the exact number was $79.6 billion pop to our friends at the Internal Revenue Service.
IRS!
Yeah, exactly. And they said, of course, it's going to take some time to hire all those people, but they're starting, and they're advertising for, I think, to begin with, 360 agents who have sort of a certain set of skills. Not only can they dig into your books and find fraud and evasion of taxes, but they are also legally able to carry a gun and willing to use it. And they're paying up to, I think, $95,000 for these positions. So,
right.
You know, if you happen to have those skills, you can get a pretty good job. And, you know, once you have a government job like that, it almost never goes away.
Well, let's talk about the process of getting that job, shall we? Because there's a few things that the devil being in the details. So, according to the FBI, they're having a hard time. They're looking for, I think it's 340 armed agents out of this $80 billion block. 340 armed agents to work in 290 locations. So
you'd
be getting at least one per state, which I don't know if there's already others per state, if this is an addition to it or whatever. Haven't the left done a really good job of demonizing and vilifying law enforcement?
I thought law enforcement, and of course these are law enforcement officers, when it gets right down to it, these aren't, you know, they may not dress like cops. But they are law enforcement officers, and, you know, we've had a 3-year campaign to demonize people like that,
right.
And they wanted to defund them. And yet here is the Biden administration, who agrees with a lot of those people, funding the hell out of them with $80 billion.
Right.
So it does seem a little contradictory.
Right. But the problem being that while they want to do all this stuff with these guys, nobody wants the job.
Are they having trouble recruiting?
Yes, they are. Because one of the other things they got to do now, remember, is they have to almost be an accountant.
Well, they definitely do. Yeah, I mean, that's part of the job description.
So what they're essentially looking for, and this is where the problem comes, they're looking for pipe hitters that know how to read your books.
Yeah, so it's required to work a minimum of 50 hours a week.
Yeah.
Always on call, even during vacations and weekends.
Yeah.
These agents will be fit so they can effectively respond to life-threatening situations.
Right. So, I mean, they want bruisers. So, I guess, first of all, that position would have a very short shelf life because that kind of physical conditioning that they're describing is a Polaroid snapshot for most people. You know, there's a certain time in their life when they are then in that shape. Then they're trying to get back in that shape for the rest of their life. That's just the way it is.
Right.
But
so it says these agents will investigate financial crimes, money laundering,
right,
tax-related identity theft, and right, terrorist financing efforts. So you do have to have some pretty good financial acumen to do that.
Indeed.
To dig into books and to decipher that kind of stuff. And then, as you say, also be a pipe hitter and somebody who can handle a pistol.
Indeed. So there's their problem. They have that gigantic problem. And according to the FBI, I think a guy named Gagliano is saying that they're having a lot of trouble getting somebody to, they're not going to be able to fill it with qualified people.
Yeah. And we'll have to see what happens, too, because the budget or the debt ceiling increase that the House just passed,
yeah,
includes, I believe, language that repeals the $80 billion increase that the IRS got. Now, I can't imagine that's going to make it into the final version of the debt ceiling increase, but you never know because they're going to have to do some haggling and negotiating here.
Well, with the debt ceiling, so they projected a deficit of $1.4 trillion this year. So McCarthy has approved a debt ceiling increase of $1.5 trillion, which will be, it's one of those little strokes where you get out there and you... That doesn't give them nearly as much discretionary spending. I mean, me and you look at $100 billion, they're like, really? That doesn't give them any discretionary spending? But in government terms, that's nothing. That's what's $100 billion
for
your friends?
That's not even a week's worth of discretionary spending.
No. So that's good to know, but the rest of it is, we'll see. That's funding for over the course of a decade, and I can't imagine us holding on to the House, winning the presidency, and winning the Senate, and it stays. I just can't imagine
that
happening.
No, but they are going to have to arrive at some sort of debt ceiling increase, otherwise the government's going to default. So
right,
what ends up in the final negotiated version of that is, Who knows? It's going to be fun to watch.
Indeed.
Anyway.
Indeed. We'll see. We'll definitely see. Now, here's the other problem with this, and I think we're going to have to carry this over, too. The IRS, the armed IRS agents, have you seen the videos of these training days?
I saw some of those that circulated about 6 months ago. They look pretty sad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just sitting there. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they look more like accountants who happen to be holding guns
with pipe hitters. Yeah.
Pipe hitters who know their way around a calculator.
Yeah. And therein lies the rub, right? I mean, what would be your fear with a weaponized armed IRS? What would be the fear that we would have? We would fear that they would actually get the pipe hitters, right? Except they're not going to because of a couple of economic reasons. But, I mean... what would be the fear of that, you think?
Well, a government agency whose job is to suck as much revenue out of the populace as possible and has the ability to do that at the point of a gun is never a comforting idea to me. So that's my fear. So the more those people who were in that category, the less comfortably I sleep.
I get it. I understand. But, you know what? We'll pick this up on the other side because there's a part two to this. This is at thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan is the editor-in-chief there, and we will be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Dan Zimmerman. We're talking about this armed IRS agent, and you made the point of pointing out that when you looked, the point of pointing out, that's really grammatically good, isn't it? That when we watched the video of what's going on there with their training and everything, when we watched that video, like you said, they look a lot like accountants wearing a plate carrier.
Yeah, like bean counters holding a squirt gun.
Yeah. So Here's a little thing for you to consider. I don't know if you knew about this yet or not, but you're about to know it. So between the years of 2009 and 2011, having an armed IRS agent is not a new thing. They've had armed IRS agents for, a little bit of time now. Between 2009 and 2011, there were 19 discharges of weapons by these armed IRS agents.
Okay.
8 of them were in use of force incidents. The other 11 were negligent discharges. So they've had more negligent discharges of their weapon than they have of real use of weapons with their weapon. And, that's point number two when you look at this stuff. Because when you, the thing about the IRS, I think a lot of people put them in the same vein as the ATF. But most of the ATF arrests or most of the ATF charges come after local law enforcement goes in and gets somebody. And then
right, they're there.
They're already in jail. They haven't had to do anything to, get them in jail. They're looking at him like, what? He had a Glock switch on the back of his Glock. Oh, that's an ATF charge. We got to give him an ATF charge. Let's arrest him now. And that's what they get out of it. And
exactly.
So these federal agencies, while they do spend a lot of money, they don't seem to have a whole lot of, we're talking, I think, in the entirety of the ATF, we're talking about having 4,300 agents after this. They've already got 4,000 that are armed. And they're looking for another 300 and some.
Okay, so it's only like, 8-9% increase.
Yeah. But, and the premise under which they're going to come from. They're going after the rich people. The rich people are just using the tax code the way the tax code is designed to run. And everybody that contributes to the Democrats, they want the tax code to run that way, don't they?
Well, you'd think, because it generally runs to their benefit. When you look at, there's a lot of what some people call loopholes, what other people call legitimate deductions.
Indeed.
Built into the tax code, and if you can take advantage of them, and a lot of wealthy people do, they pay a lot of people a lot of money to ensure that they pay as little tax as legally required,
right?
As they should, I would do the same. So I wouldn't think they'd want much of that to change. I think their biggest nightmare might be a flat tax with no deduction.
C-Corp still around? I would love to see that happen. That would be a That'd be one of those bellwether things that I would stay up late to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to see that get passed and everything else. But, all of this stuff that they're talking about, first of all, it is not a slam dunk. It's not going to happen tomorrow. And I don't think they have vilified law enforcement to a degree to where I don't think anybody really wants to get the job.
No, and if over half their discharges of their firearms are negligent, that's not exactly a distinguished record of performance.
I guess
that's
armed bean counters for you.
Yeah, goodness. Sounds like they need to invest a little more in training.
Well, but here's the other thing. Wouldn't you think that most of these, they've got it. So they're doing a lot of this through job fairs. Their recruiting method is it's almost like they're looking for somebody to man the car wash. You know, they've got job fairs and they're going out going, over here's entry level into a grocery store as a management trainee. Oh, that's great. Entry level over here is a franchisee for Chick-fil-A. Oh, that's great. Hey, you want to be an armed IRS agent? Come on over here. By the way, are you an accountant? Wouldn't you think most people that get out of school with an accounting degree, don't they have a little college debt?
Yeah, and I was just going to say, that's where I'd recruit if I were them. Accounting majors coming straight out of school, and one of the benefits is we'll pay off your debt if you stay in a job 10 years or whatever. And then you can train them young in firearm use if that's the kind of job you're putting them in, and make sure that they have some basic idea of the four rules and how to safely handle a firearm.
Right.
And when to use it, and more importantly, when not to.
Right, right. But that's the thing, isn't it? Now, I would think being an accountant, you said this is going to pay $95,000 a year?
I think that was the top of the range.
So what do you have to have to qualify for the top of the range, I wonder?
I don't know. I guess it's people who have more experience in accounting will be higher in the range. So the range is $52,000 to $94,000. So rank beginners straight out of school, $52,000. You've been in the job, you've been an accountant for a while, or won a few three gun matches, maybe you can make closer to 94.
Well, but I mean, I don't, I watch those guys moving around, and I mean, their training looked like they were LARPing to me.
That's exactly what it looked like.
And I mean, yeah, so you can put the plate, none of them had plates in their plate carrier. I noticed that too, because the plate panel was curving the way they were shaped, and some of these guys, well, they weren't exactly on the, you know, bodybuilding posing floor shape. Nothing wrong with that. I'm in that same kind of shape, but I'm just saying that, you know, you wearing a plate carrier and training with a plate carrier with plates in it, that's two different animals all together.
Yeah, exactly. They look pretty soft, and they didn't move fast. And my guess is when you put a plate in the front and a plate in the back, they're going to move a little bit. They're going to move even slower.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when that aspect of the training kicks in, but that's going to be interesting to watch.
Without a doubt. All of that, as we sit and watch there, I don't think we should be sitting around here going like we're doomed or anything, because I sincerely don't think we're doomed. The guys that they have seem like they're, well, the ones that have pulled and drawn their weapons, they seem sort of like dunces to me.
Seem like on what? I'm sorry?
Like they should be wearing the dunce cap and sit. Here's the other thing. With some of these guys, what happens when they go in there and they have to qualify with the gun, right? They're not taking possession away from them of the weapons they fail to qualify. They're letting them continue to carry a gun even if they fail to qualify. Which probably,
that's reassuring.
Yeah, that probably is an indicator of those 11 negligent discharges. So that, I mean, even when they issue the gun, still sort of false. We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. 1,500 active duty troops are being sent to the southern border ahead of next week's expiration of the COVID-era immigration restriction, Title 42. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder.
It's important to note that the department is also evaluating options on how we might replace these deploying forces in stride with other sources to include potentially forces from the reserve component and contracted support.
The U.S. is anticipating a massive influx of illegal immigrants when Title 42 expires on May 11th. House and Senate leaders will be headed to the White House next week for a sit-down with President Biden to discuss the debt limit. The U.S. could default as soon as June 1st if the debt ceiling is not raised. There's a ban on backpacks in one Michigan school district. The Flint Community Schools Board of Education has implemented the backpack ban for all backpacks, even clear ones, over firearms and threats concerns. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman, and I wanted to talk about this because I just went to the range. When you go to the range, do you clean your weapon?
I don't do it every time, but I do it frequently. I like knowing my guns are clean, especially my everyday carry gun.
Here, you've got an article about something called the Hornady Hot Tub, but it is basically an ultrasonic cleaner, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so now with and I've never used one, right? I've heard about them, but like on my gun, I have an optic. So can I drop it in there and it's not going to hurt the optic, or what's up with that?
I would take the optic off. That might be a problem. I don't own one of these. John Taylor reviewed this for us, so I've never used one. I've seen them used. But I've never seen anybody put an optic in it, and I can't imagine that would be a good thing to do.
That was my thought as well. But hey,
so yeah, you'd have to take it off and then re-zero once you put it back on.
Maybe I'll just clean that part.
Or maybe clean it manually. Yeah.
I don't dunk it. But now the ultrasonic cleaning. Now, have you ever tried that?
Like I said, I've seen it done. I've never done it myself. And this was written by somebody who does not like to clean his guns.
Right.
That's kind of foreign to me too, because I'm one of those people who likes cleaning his guns. It's fun. It's kind of relaxing. And, my only problem is I don't have enough time to do it. When I do it, I usually get a number of them out. Do them all at one time and take a couple hours and just take it easy and make sure everything's clean and working well. But there are people, apparently like yourself, who do not enjoy cleaning their guns.
Well,
this might be a good option.
Yeah. It isn't that I don't enjoy cleaning them, right? It's that my hands aren't as dexterous as I used to be, you know? And in some cases, sometimes I just feel like sort of a dullard as I'm out there trying to clean these things. So for me, it's not so much a matter of not liking to do it. I mean, I spent, in the military, I spent a lot of time pulling an M16 apart, let me tell you. And then
I'm sure.
I was so happy when they gave me an M60 because it is so simple to clean.
And is it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's such a simple machine gun. I mean, you take the, if your barrel fouls, you just put another one on it. Right?
It's disposable.
Everything else, the feeder tray and everything else, all of that, just it's just holding things. It's getting scout, you know, it's getting a little scoring and everything, but we could just about douse it in CLP and then hose it off and then, you know, wipe it down a little bit. And we were good to go.
CLP is a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing, but for me, I wonder if the ultrasonic thing would not be a bad idea.
Yeah, for when you really want to clean something off, obviously. Yeah, that saves you from having to get out the brushes and the scrubbing and all that. Of course, you've got to deal with the cleaning fluid, and then you've got to dry everything off, and then of course, you have to oil it back up afterwards. But a lot of people find that it's certainly more thorough and an easier way to do it too. A lot of people like that.
I'll tell you what part of my problem is. So in the military, we get these M16s and we take them out on the range. And I mean, we had the old M16s, the old Vietnam era M16s with the Mattel toy company handguards on them.
Right.
And those things, the gas tubes on them would really foul up bad. So we would get out there, and we would have cleaning kits with certain things in them to make certain things happen. And one of them never included anything that was narrow enough to go into the gas tube to get some of
yeah.
that out. Well,
that's hard to get in there.
Inevitably, there'd be some female private first class, and she would have the little narrow Q-tip. She'd run it down there, and she'd come back with a little bit of blackness on it. She'd be like, "This weapon is filthy." You know, and you'd be looking at it. I was willing to eat off of it. So I had to redo those things so many times that I guess I'm just sort of sitting out here being a slug on certain things.
Your rifle just didn't pass the white glove test?
Well, eventually it did. But, I mean, see, here's the thing. With certain weapons, there is a degree of where you can go and say, well, you know, this is going to be enough.
Yeah, exactly. At some point, it's good enough. And there are people who literally never clean their ARs. They just keep it sprayed. I know somebody who's had one for something like 15 or 20 years, and he's done it just to show that you don't have to do it, that they're not as picky as some people claim they are, and
right.
If you keep it lubed and keep it and run it wet, it'll just keep going and going and going.
Well, it makes me wonder if I had like an ultrasonic machine, because really the only thing I'm really concerned with keeping clean is the breech and the
yep.
and the bolt carrier group. And I mean, I could take the bolt carrier group and drop it into an ultrasonic cleaner to pull it apart, drop the pieces in it. And then work the breech myself because, you know, it's got optics and all this other stuff mounted on the rails, and I don't like taking them off and putting them on, taking them off, putting them on. So I guess I'm going to look into that. I'm sort of curious about that.
Yeah. I think it's worth it. And the one we show here is the hot tub. That's the bigger one. It's a little more expensive. I make a smaller one, too, that's much more affordable. So, you know, for just handguns and handgun parts, that works really well.
Oh, I would probably defer to that one.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, you know, although this gun, whoever took this picture of this gun, this Glock 19 that's on at the top of the article, that just looks muddy, that's all.
That does.
It's a muddy gun. Muddy guns are okay.
Yeah.
Muddy guns are great.
Yeah.
I love muddy
guns.
That's
a muddy gun.
Yeah, I love a muddy gun. Anyway. This article, I mean, like everything we're talking about today, you can find this at thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan has been on a trip. So some of this stuff, if it, you know, all of this is still poignant. And that's the thing about the gun issue. It's always poignant Because they're always coming at us the same way. The same way. They're always trying to, and, you know, we just, when we get back, we're going to talk about the Washington rationale when it comes to outlawing assault weapons and what Dan found out about this. What is your carry gun now, by the way?
I'm carrying a Springfield Armory Hellcat.
Yeah, okay. You like it?
Like a lot. Shoot it really well.
Do you get to shoot it often?
Not nearly as often as I should, but I do it as often as I can.
I went to the range. I went to the range yesterday. Was it yesterday? Today's Monday. I went to the range Saturday, and I got to go to the range more. I just have got to go to the range more. I mean, I'm still sort of there, but I can see certain things beginning to deteriorate. And it's just all due to lack of repetition, lack of reps and punching out and all this other stuff. And I've always had that. The biggest problem I've had is I've always had guns but no holsters. So I haven't been able to, you know, work from the holster. So I got to settle on the one I'm going to carry, and then I got to work from the holster. And I think I have. But we'll talk about Washington State. Dan, you can find this stuff at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you go for the latest in the gun industry, the gun world, and it is the breaking news. It's well worth your time to look at it. Tells you where to look, tells you what to look at, and it tells you why you want to look at it. Some of the stuff that they talk about, though, is just the gun grabbers out there being stupid, which is where we're going in the next segment with this. But like I said, thetruthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan plies his trade. He's been on the road, too. Lots of people have been on the road. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We have this article about Washington State Legislature HB 1240. Makes it the 10th state to prohibit the production, sale, and possession of assault weapons, whatever those are, counting Hawaii, whose ban is limited to pistols. So, what was this about? I mean, are there a bunch of Antifa running around with AR-15s in Seattle?
No, this, of course, is really just another one of the Bruin response bills. Ultimately, it took them a little longer to get it done.
Right.
But that's really what this is. And the rationale to pass these laws is always to quote-unquote do something about mass shootings. And these things are justified with claims that the AR-15 is the gun of choice.
Right.
Of mass shooters, which, if you look at the statistics at all, is a load of horse hockey.
Mm-hmm.
As our friend Jacob Solem at Reason Magazine did, he writes frequently on guns and gun rights. And as he points out, and as anybody in the national media can tell you, if they just take 5 minutes to look, forget about all violent crimes. But even if you're confining yourself to mass shootings, those are overwhelmingly carried out with handguns, including some of the very worst of them ever, including the Libby's cafeteria shooting back in the 90s. Virginia Tech was a handgun.
Yep.
Fort Hood were handguns. So outlawing these guns really has nothing whatsoever to do with reducing crime, despite what the advocates will claim. And the justifications that the anti-gun media uses to support these things is wholly false. They look back at, 142 shootings over, between 82 and 2023, and in them, 111 of them were carried out with handguns. So, again, the gun that the shooter uses makes virtually no difference in the lethality of, and the number of victims in a shooting. There's all kinds of other factors that go into that. But it isn't the gun. And the AR-15, in fact, is not the gun of choice for mass shooters. It's all a bunch of anti-gun agitprop that the hoplophobic media loves to use and use to inflame the readers.
Yeah. That stuff. So, I mean, one of the things I saw, like one of my sponsors is Aero Precision. And they're trying to put them basically out of business too, aren't they?
Yeah. We talked to somebody from Arrow at NRA. And yeah, they're not making their lives easier now. They're based, of course, in Tacoma, Washington.
Right.
And they have signed on to the lawsuit that the NFSF has filed against the Washington law. So, of course, the hope is that we get an injunction blocking blocking enforcement of the new law while this winds through the courts, or while similar laws in other states are adjudicated, some, you know, some of which are farther along in the judicial process, and we shall see. But yeah, it's not a good thing for Arrow. Now, obviously, people everywhere else in the country can still buy from Arrow. Arrow sells their products all over the country.
Right.
You can order online, and you should. They make very good products. I hope people continue to patronize Arrow. But in terms of
Arrow
on the
right
ground,
behind me. Yeah, I got a full Arrow build right behind me.
Yeah. Very good company, make very good products, but for their business right there in Washington, this is a bad development.
And it is not in keeping with Bruin at all.
No, and not, I mean, not now, in any way.
Now, did they pass this before the Illinois ruling came down?
I think they did. Of course, that Illinois was just an injunction. Blocking enforcement of the law. And, I think if not the same day, the next day, the Illinois AG appealed, asked the court to set aside its injunction, and it's going to end up in the Seventh Circuit. And my guess is given the Seventh Circuit's, history, they're probably going to reinstate the law while it goes to the court. So right now, people in Illinois can still go to their local gun store and buy a scary black rifle,
right,
or a magazine. That may very well change soon. So if you're thinking of doing that in Illinois, you might want to get out there and do that this week for sure.
Well, I guess we're going to see. I guess we're going to see. All of these states, all of this is going to fall, isn't it?
That's the expectation. That's what most of us think, given the language and the forcefulness of Bruin. You know, it's just a matter of time. So that's really what most of this has been, is really a delaying tactic and a shit of anger on the part of these anti-gun states saying, all right, that's the law, but in the meantime, we're going to put these roadblocks up and put off the inevitable as long as we possibly can.
Well, that kind of lawfare, that always, I don't know. Don't we have parts of Oregon that have some of these same things happening with one of their little provisions they passed? And a lot of Oregon wants to join Idaho.
Yeah, a lot of Eastern Oregon wants to join Idaho. And Oregon's law has been enjoined. It's been blocked while, at least for now, while that situation plays itself out in the courts. Again, we'll see. There's each one is a little bit different. But yeah, there are a lot of people in Eastern Oregon who would much rather be associated with Iowa than they would with Portland.
Well, then I guess what's left of Oregon could become Orifornia.
California,
yeah. I think they would join that quite happily. I kind of think all of Washington and all of Oregon wants to join California, though, to be honest with you.
Well, a lot of Eastern Washington is very much the same as Eastern Oregon, and they have a whole lot more in common with Idaho than they do the western part of the state.
Right.
In Seattle, Tacoma. So there's much of the same dynamic there.
What is it?
Our associated. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What is it about population centers that makes people go leftist?
That's a good question. Pretty much every large urban center in the country is blue, where all the rural areas are red. And that seems to be have intensified over the last few decades.
I know. I don't understand it at all. And they keep... I know that when you look at various polls and everything, like the young people, they don't trust Biden, they don't like the politics or anything, and yet they vote for it.
Well, right, and you look at what happened in Chicago.
Yeah.
Mayor Lightfoot was tossed on her complete ineffectiveness and the massive crime problem. And what did they do? They hired somebody who, if anything, is farther to the left and more anti-cop,
right,
and more defund the police than Lori Lightfoot was or is.
So I guess they get what they deserve. I mean, look at your city. Your city, you're in Texas, though. I don't think Texas is going to allow lawlessness occur in a Texas city. So that's a good thing.
So far, that's been the case. Yeah, now we're getting state help here.
Anyway, we're about to run out of time for this and all of the latest breaking news that's happening within the gun culture. You need go no further than thetruthaboutguns.com. And here you'll find the latest, because that's what Dan does. The only time it's not happening is when Dan isn't there. And Dan is rarely never there. Even when he's not there, most of the time he's doing something to make that constant updating happen. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me, sir. Appreciate it.
We got next up on the deck, we got Dean Weingarten. And, Dean is Dean. So off we go to that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.